This is a paid message from GoFundMe. Meet Juan Naula. When his son was hospitalized for a viral infection, Juan started a GoFundMe to pay for medical expenses.
It was $5,000 to pay the bill for my son, and I needed only 22 hours. It was amazing. People really trust on GoFundMe.
How did Juan raise $5,000 in less than a day? He posted a short video on GoFundMe, telling his story in 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Be specific, be quick, and tell what are you going to be using the funds for. I was nervous to do it because it doesn't feel okay to ask money, but you shouldn't be nervous. Sometimes you just have to do it and see the results. We were able to save my son's life. Thanks to GoFundMe that we still have my son with us.
Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This message reflects one person's experience.
I want to get to the phone lines. Avril, good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
I'm good. No, very, very seriously, because this is quite serious. Just talk to me about your daughter coming home upset, and we'll have a listen to what you have to say. Go ahead.
Okay, so yesterday evening I collected my daughter from the local link, which she gets home from school to the local village.
And is that a bus? That's a bus, is it?
Yeah. A bus, yeah, right. The bus. There's no school bus going down to Kinsale, so they get the local link. There's about 15, 20 kids in the morning, and they get it back again in the evening. And she sat into the car, and she was visibly upset. And I said, oh, my God, what happened? The next thing, she was like, oh, my God, Mom. She said, I was never so scared in my life. And I said, what happened? So she said, I got on the bus, and there was a lady maybe in her 50s. She said, around your age. I was like, way out of it. And next thing, she said, she had her legs up in the perspex on the bus. And she said, I walked down and I sat into my seat with my friend Ruby. And she said, next thing, she said, three of the girls from school, she said, two Ukrainian girls, one in third year and one in first year, got on the bus and they didn't pay. Now, what happens in the local link is they get on in the morning and they pay for the round trip, and the bus driver knows that they have the trip paid for, so they come back again in the evening. And next thing, the lady started roaring and she was like, you need to get them to pay. They have to pay. I'm paying with my taxes for them. Oh my God, get them to pay. And she got up and grabbed one of their bags. So the younger girl went down the bus and sat into a seat and was like calling her sister's name. And next thing, the sister kind of got the bag away from her and walked down to the back of the bus. And next thing, the bus driver was saying, cop on and keep your voice down or something like that. But there was another girl who was actually born here in Ireland, and she's black, and she got on the bus. And next thing, she didn't pay either, because obviously she had her fare already paid for since the morning. And next thing, she goes, look at that monkey, I'm paying for her.
Wow, wait a second, back up. What did you use the word monkey?
Yes. And she started doing all the monkey sounds and everything. And the girl was like stunned, and she just kept walking down towards, we say, my daughter. And she sat in behind my daughter. My daughter turned around and said, are you all right? And next thing she goes, yeah, I'm so scared. And next thing the bus driver was like, shut up, you need to behave and all the rest of it. Now, taking into consideration the bus driver is Asian. And of course, she just went hell for leather. And my daughter started recording. And next thing, the lady said, I shouldn't even call her a lady, the woman. I'm actually so cross over it. She said, I crack your neck, shut up. And using foul language and everything. So he actually stopped the bus. And he took off his safety belt and he stood up and he says, you need to shut up. You try and break my neck. You break it now. Come on, come on. And they were just, you know, back and forth, roaring at each other and all the rest. But the very sad thing about it is that, like, there was another girl on the bus. She got so afraid, she got off at the next bus stop, and the bus driver knew she was scared and said, please don't get off. It's okay. You'll be safe. You'll be safe. And next thing she goes, no, I just want off the bus. And he stopped the bus and left her off the bus. And it wasn't her normal stop. And as my daughter said, she was at an unknown area, probably. Well, she probably knew the area, but you know what I mean? It was on a country road on the way up from Kinsale, and he left her off the bus, and she was off the bus. So then my daughter had turned around to the local girl from the village, and she just said, when you're getting off, walk to the right-hand side of me so that if she goes to grab your bag again, at least she'll have to get, you know, kind of go around me, and you just make a run for it. How scary was that for my girls? Like, you know, for not my girls, it was one girl, my daughter, but for the girls on the bus, for everyone on the bus, not just alone, as in the young people.
Were any adults on the bus who told her to shut up and cop herself on, and she's just a disgrace and she'd be ashamed of herself?
No, nobody got involved in it. I suppose they were afraid maybe
Why?
That mental health maybe was something there. I don't know.
Ah, yeah. Well, maybe it was mental health, but we can't just hide everything behind mental health issues. This is just a nasty, thick, stupid racist.
Oh, absolutely, to the highest degree. And I said, Nikki, good girl for standing up, you know. But then I had to advise Nicole, you know, in certain circumstances, you have to be careful yourself because it could turn nasty really fast. But I said, you've done the right thing, you know what I mean, as in trying to help that girl to get off the bus and everything.
Yeah.
But I just thought it was absolutely disgraceful. And there was another story. I actually never thought firsthand myself racism until recently. I have a tenant in a house that I bought years ago, my very first home in Douglas. And she's in there. She's from Pakistan with her family, beautiful little two-year-old and the husband. They're in my house for about 4 years. And the same guy has been servicing my gas boiler in that house with 22 years. So we'll say if they're not around, I would pop in and open the door for him and whatever. But this year, he actually went to the door. I never text my tenants to say, you know, the boiler man is coming in the morning. I had totally forgot about it. And next thing, she rang me that morning and she goes, hi, Avril, I was just wondering, did you send someone to service the boiler? And I said, I did. And I could hear him in the background. And I was like, what's he saying? And next thing he was like, I don't have time for this. You let me in. I'm like, I have the other servicing jobs to go to. This is BS. And he was roaring abuse at her, right? And next thing she was like, oh, I'm sorry. I just wanted to make sure because you can never be too, you know, safe as in a strange man coming to the door.
She's right. No, she is. Home. She is right. You would have to
Absolutely.
Check that. That woman is right.
Absolutely. So I just said to my tenant, I said, put him on the phone there to me. So he came on the phone and he goes, this is BS. You should have told her. I don't have time to be wasting here and going in servicing your boiler and all the rest of it. And I was like, calm down now, a small bit. I said, you're not helping yourself here now at all. And then he started roaring, I want cash for this job. You better come in here and pay me cash. And I said, come here now. I said, I've been dealing with you with 22 years. And we've never had a problem with payments or anything. He'd just, you know, send me a text, job done, and I'd pop off the money or transfer funds to him and whatever. And he kept roaring at her. And I said, do you know what now? I said, don't you dare set foot inside in that house. I said, you can turn and go on your heels and you're not servicing the boiler. And next thing, he kind of went a bit quiet. And next thing, I said, put me back on to Miriam. And so I got on to Miriam and I said, Miriam, I said, you don't have to leave him into the house at all. I said, seriously, I get someone else. There's no problem. And it's not like it's going to blow up anytime soon anyway. So I was like, you're grand. And next thing she goes, no, my husband is here. It's fine. I let him in just to do the job.
How is that? I know I'm jumping in, but how is any of that? It's just an angry man as opposed to a racist man, though, surely.
No, there was other things now that he was just saying. It felt like that he just had no time for foreign nationals, like no time at all. Like the way he was talking and just the way he was talking to her was so disrespectful.
Okay. Okay.
It was like, I'm not wasting my time with you. It's like, why am I wasting my time with you? So
if I do the job, you'll never pay me kind of thing, is it?
Yeah, I don't know what it was. I don't know. I genuinely don't know. But it definitely came across as racism. It wasn't an angry man. As I said, I've been dealing with him with 22 years, always been respectful on the phone to me. We've always had nice communication between us.
Okay,
whatever,
I get it. Yeah, yeah. And here we are again with a tradesman, in this case a plumber, wanting cash. No invoice,
and
nothing. Trousering
no invoice,
the
no
cash
nothing.
And off you go. Yeah, okay.
And off you go.
Yeah.
So she left me in. He serviced the boiler, but he was ranting and raving like a lunatic inside in the kitchen.
I rang him
and I just said, I'm not able to come in. Like, I'm 30 kilometres out from you. I said, I'm not able to come in with €100. And I said, Miriam will sort you out and I'll sort out Miriam. And then when she gave him the cash, he just all kind of calmed down a small bit and he apologised for his behaviour. And he says, but I'm sick of this. He says, I'm going to doors constantly and no, they won't let me in. You don't trust us. You don't trust us. It's our country. And off the door.
Oh, that's different then. You don't trust us. You don't trust us. It's our country.
Yeah.
That is racist.
Yeah.
I mean, these people are living here, working here, rearing a family here. Entitled to be here, possibly, involved in all sorts of jobs that the Irish wouldn't want to do in the first place. And others then are doing work that saves Irish lives in Irish hospitals. But anyway, so with regards to the bus, that you know, people need to know, in the case of what went on with that person, going to call them a person on the bus. Now, it could be a mental health issue, but we can't be saying that everybody that behaves like there has a mental health issue. They don't. They're racist. You can just call 999, even on the bus, and it'll be met by it. Should be met by a squad, and particularly if somebody films it, she'd be arrested. You see,
she should be.
These are children that she's abusing. It's bad enough to be a racist with adults, but young innocent children. What the hell?
Young innocent children, and like we'll say in relation to the black girl, like she was born in this country. So she's Irish. She's Irish.
It's a prosecutable offence to be making monkey sounds and calling people names like that.
Absolutely. And I felt really sorry for the two sisters, the two Ukrainian girls, because the older sister was trying to protect the younger sister. Can you imagine how scared they were?
Yeah.
Like, my daughter was absolutely shocked. And I said, Nikki, that is inexcusable.
And is that, I'm just curious as well. No, it's totally inexcusable. Is that the way it works? You get a round trip in the morning and the driver's supposed to remember you on the trip home, is it?
Well, you see, they're on the bus every Monday to Friday. So you know what I mean? It saves time and loads of man because there's 15 or 20 of them going on the local link. You know,
you don't have to show your ticket or anything, no? I mean, do the Ukrainian kids have a ticket or do they get free bus? Which is it?
That I don't know. I know my daughter has the Leap card. So when she goes in the door, she just taps the card.
So when your daughter got on the return trip home, did she have to show her card and her ticket?
She did.
Okay.
You know, I didn't ask her. That's now being honest. So yeah. I can't answer it.
No, I was just curious how it works for a Ukrainian student. This is a different topic. How it works for a Ukrainian student on a bus, the same bus as an Irish student on a bus. I'm not saying that your one's behaviour was acceptable. I'm just curious how that works.
The impression I got from Nicole is when they get on the bus in the morning, they pay, I don't know, their €4 or whatever it is because it's at a reduced rate anyway because they're students. I presume they pay like their €4. They get a ticket. It says return, but he knows them coming back on the bus again a couple of hours later. Yeah.
I know. It's so just I thought that Ukrainian transport's free.
I don't know that now, Neil. I don't know that.
Yeah.
But I do know that they do pay because Nicole says they pay every morning.
Okay. So the driver didn't do anything about it. He didn't throw her off the bus. He didn't stop the bus and tell her to get off. He didn't call the guards. You need to call the guards when these things happen.
Absolutely, and that's what he should have done. He should have stopped the bus and said, get off the bus, but maybe he was afraid himself because no one should go to work and have to put up with that kind of racial abuse, you know what I mean? And he was Asian himself, so you can imagine that would have antagonized her more, you know?
Okay.
And then she was like, she was really bad. It was really bad. But I just wanted to highlight it. I put it up in my stories, as I said last night, and the amount of people that are after contacting me saying, oh my God, that's just so unacceptable.
Yeah.
I just think, you know, we have to see the other side of it. And as I said with my tenant in Douglas, that was the first time, and I'm 47, that I actually saw it firsthand or heard it firsthand. And I remember texting her after and I said, oh my God, as an Irish citizen, I said, I am so embarrassed that he carried on like that. And I said, I am sorry. And I said, he'll never darken your door again. Never darken your door again.
Well
and an
said.
Amazing tenant. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
As in, you know, like an amazing tenant. The house is immaculate. It's like the day I walked out of it and just a beautiful, beautiful family. Like.
Okay, much
obliged.
And I've
been in the country since she was 11. So, you know,
it's home. It's home for sure. It is. Exactly. Thanks, Avril. Much obliged. Get involved in the conversation. Text 0868-104-106. Your thoughts back after the break.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.